Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Roy Matlock here, and we're talking money, as we always talk money every single week. Right out of Nashville, Tennessee. And today, you know, if you've been tuned in to the show or the podcast, we've been going all year long working on getting the foundation together, because, you know, that's the key to your money. Is you got to start with the right kind of foundation. And, you know, it began with getting your budget set up and getting out of debt, you know, at least getting rid of the bad debt and getting the proper insurance and emergency funds together. We call that the defense. And we worked on that. And for any of you that are just tuning in, you can go to RoyMatlockJr.com, and or you can go to go Google Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour and get the podcast, and you can catch up on it. Because the whole idea behind what I do is I believe that people that are educated can make good decisions, and as a result of good decisions over time, you start having good results, and those good results turn out to be with your money and finance. You have a much better life ahead of you. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to move into what is the fun part when it comes to your money, and that's called the offense. You know, a great defense you can win by starting point is just don't make the bad decisions that cause you to lose. And we've hit that. So now we're going to get into moving into the offense. The offense has got a lot of things in it. Okay. You know, you've got, first off, you got to get your mindset right. And then we have certain stages of life where we have to avoid things. There's something that I think is really an important part. We wake up every day and we have some choices. And one of the choices is we can do something good or do something bad. And what I try to do is get one thing that's important done every day. And if I can get that done, a year later, I've got a lot of important things done. And then I try to avoid things that cause me to go the wrong direction. So I have a to-do list and a not-to-do list, something you can kind of add to your kind of your mindset. So we'll talk about the mindset, and then we're going to talk about some of the things as you go through life stages. You know, there's different, I think about four stages, even maybe even five stages that you think about from the very beginning all the way to the very end of your life. And then we're going to work on your GPS, your goal, your plan, your schedule to get your finances going in the right direction. Then we're going to get into the things that cause money to grow, and that has to do with time. It has to do with rate of return. You know, if you have a big rate of return and you have little time, that works. Okay. Usually better to not get to have to worry about that. But time, rate of return, and the amount of money, all kind of, you know, if you don't have to put a lot of money aside if you have a lot of time and a good rate of return. But if you have very little time and not a very good rate of return, you got to put more money aside. We'll play with all that. And so we're going to go through that. Then we're going to get into the investment side. I got all kinds of stuff. I'm not going to give you all the list of everything, but we're going to get started right now. And in getting started, let's talk about the mindset of saving money. You know, a lot of people view saving money as like a pain, okay? And most people will avoid pain every way they can. And so what happens is they say, well, you know, hey, it's not that big a deal if I don't save money today, because, you know, I mean, I'll do it tomorrow. And you know, if I'm going to, you know, I'm not making a lot of money anyway, so if I'm going to be tight on money, might as well have a new car. So let's just dig deeper. And then before we know it, we get ourselves into a bad mindset. Well, let me kind of walk you through the mindset. Being broke and worried and afraid is a bad way to live your life. And so I like to avoid things that are bad. And so what I started looking at back in the days when I first got started, you know, I got myself in trouble, did all the stupid things you do when you're young, you know, cars and got in over my head, had too big a house payment, car payments, all this kind of stuff. And I said to myself, if I ever get out of this mess again, ever, if I ever get out of it, I will never go back. I'm never going back into that, to where I'm worried about, you know, at night what's going on and can't sleep and all that kind of stuff. So the first mindset you got to understand about saving and investing money is it's going to provide you security. It's going to eliminate worry and in turn build your self-confidence. You're going to walk around. You're going to feel different. You're going to act different. you're going to be able to improve your situation. You know, nobody will follow one of my mentors, negative, dull, disillusioned crybabies. Nobody wants to follow those people. So if you want to be a leader, you got to be positive and decided. You got to walk around with confidence, but legit confidence. And how do you do that? One of the ways you do that is you get your savings mindset going. You know, you go get you 10 grand in the bank. You go get you $100,000 saved. You go get $1 million saved. And one day you're like, man, life is good. You know, I've got my finances straight. Things are going good. So the first thing is you got to understand is that what we're going to talk about is going to make you feel better. It's going to provide you security, eliminate worry, and build your self-confidence. The second part that you need to be understanding is it's like working out. You know, if you want to work out and get in shape, you don't go work out 8 hours in a day. What you do is you do something every day. You do 10 push-ups or 20 push-ups or something like that. Do some sit-ups, whatever it may be. Take a walk. But you don't have to go wide open. It's called time and consistency. So we're going to work on the time and consistency. So you set something up. What if you do nothing more than just fully fund your Roth IRA? Hey, that's $500 a month. Do that for 10 years. You put in 60 grand, you got $100,000, you know, rolling. And so you got to do a little bit every day. All right. And then over time, things compound. You want to be an overnight success? Takes 10 or 15 years. So you want to think that way. And then the last part of the mindset is you want to have a goal and think about this, to make money while you sleep. You know, my father passed away a little over five years ago, and his investment account has doubled while he was sleeping. Think about that. He said, you always got to make money while you sleep. And the way you make money while you sleep is you have investments. You know, in the case with me, you know, I believe the stock market and professionally managed mutual funds and managed accounts and stuff like that. That's where I like to go. Other people put it in real estate. But the bottom line is that you want to get to a point where one day you're making money while you sleep. And so when we come back after the break, we're going to get into some of the stages in life where you need to be. Also, I'm going to give you some stats to kind of tell you where you ought to be based on your age, based on how much money you should have saved and things like that. And so what I want to encourage you to do as we get started, I want you to check out some of the free resources that we have. You can go to roymatlockjr.com. That's roymatlockjr.com. And you can visit that site. You can sign up for the podcast. You can schedule a time to meet with an advisor. That's what we do. We're in that business of advising people. You can download everything from the budget forms to, you know, the How Money Works. You can go in there. We have a 12-part series on money. We've got all types of things like that that are resources to help you get educated. We believe that education is the key. I've always believed that. That's why I've been doing radio. First radio show I did was over 30 years ago. And so when you start thinking like that, you'll get educated, or you can call 615-843-2999, and we'll be right back. Roy Matlock Jr., and we are back talking money, and this show today is just a series that we just continue to put together. And, of course, you can visit roymatlockjr.com. or Google Roy Matlock Jr. Podcast. You can find it anywhere on Apple or Android, any of the different Spotify's, all that. We're everywhere when it comes to the show where you can catch up and find out what's going on. So with all that being said, we're going to get into some of the stages in life that people go through. You know, and it's really everybody, this is what happens. I mean, you start out, you know, you're young and you're like, getting started, and you're broke unless you had some kind of inheritance. But most of the time, people that have inheritances when they're young, if they are not educated, they just go blow through it anyway. And so the point being is that you're in that accumulation stage. You're saying, all right, I'm young. I got a new life ahead of me. I got my first job. You know, I remember, people there, they can't wait to get their first job. And then one day they say, man, I'm so excited about my new job. And then, you know, what happens? They're like, I can't wait to quit. Okay. And they say, but I can't quit. Why can't I quit? Well, I don't have any money. And so then what happens is you wake up every day, you think, man, I sure would like, I don't like my job. I want to quit my job. Why? But I can't quit my job because I don't have any money. So what are we going to do? We're going to start saving money. So one day maybe we can quit that job, or maybe we can start our own business because we saved that money. It's called opportunities that are ahead that require money. or it might just be money allowing you to, you know, do something on the side. Maybe you got a little investment you got to put into, whatever it may be. But the bottom line is that you're starting out, all right? And then you one day you're like, wow, I'm not old enough to be a dad. But guess what you got? You got two or three kids, and you got to protect them. And so you start thinking about that. You start thinking about one day, you know, they're going to be grown. You want to get them taught. And, you know, I would encourage all of you to, you know, visit our website, roymatlockjr.com, and just sign up for that family financial workshop that we did. It's 3 hours teaching you and your kids about money, a generational type thing. So stage one is the accumulation stage. Stage two is kind of the family income protection. That's where you, you know, you make sure that you got all the things in place on the defense to keep you from going backward. Then what we do is we go to the next stage, and that stage is where we're basically almost there retirement-wise. We want to defend. You know, I had a client that I was talking to yesterday. I said, look, you won. You won. You've got enough money right now. So what is the primary goal when you are in your late 50s or something like that, and or wherever you're at that you've won? The most important thing is to never lose. And the way we do that is we allocate our money correctly. You don't go full scale, you know, wide open if you've already made enough money to win. All right. Now you're going to continue to grow your money, but you're not going to have it all aggressive. And so talk about that. It's kind of like an asset protection side if you get there. Then you retire. You start pulling money out. You got to make your retirement income last. And so we need to have the right allocation to where we can keep up with inflation. We also have to put our money into things that are not going to get crazy on us. So we still look at the asset allocation from the protection standpoint. And that's where you make sure that you're pulling the right amount of money and also have something that'll keep up with inflation. And then one day you sit there late in life and you're like, you know what? I'd love to live to 100, but you know what? It's probably not going to happen. So let's get together a plan to pass wealth on to the next generation. That's where we get into trust, we get into estate planning, things like that. And so let's look at some of the things, some of the big mistakes I see when you're in these stages. First off, when you first get started, the first thing that I see, and I'm gonna take this up to the up until retirement, the big mistakes. Cars, you know, young people buy cars, they think they're cool, and they get themselves in bad shape. So first thing I would do is never buy a new car. That's a bad deal all the way around. If you're going to buy a house, don't get sucked into too much house. The third thing that I see as a problem is credit card debt, and, you know, now we have student loan debt, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I would be working to get rid of all that stuff. And then the biggest mistake you make is procrastination. And that is you are going to start saving money, you know, and you know, always ask yourself, so when would be the best time to start saving money? Today, tomorrow, or maybe 10 years from now? And it's always today. Actually, it's better yesterday. When you get older and you're at or near retirement, you've got some big mistakes. Here, the first one is too conservative. You know, I talked to somebody just recently, and they had $200,000 sitting in the bank. They inherited the money 10 years ago. It's been sitting in the bank for 10 years. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's just killing me thinking about, you know, that kind of stuff. But they didn't know what to do. So they would be on the too conservative side. Or then you got the other group where you go out there and you lose your money. Most important thing when you're investing money is return of your money, not return on your money. You want to make sure you're not doing that. Again, procrastination is a problem with most people. Some numbers that you might want to think about: over a 20-year period, if you improve your rate of return by 0.5%, that works out to be 5 years of additional retirement income. If you improve your rate of return by 1%, it's 13 years of additional retirement income. So what you want to be thinking about is making sure that you have somebody helping you to where you're doing the right things. And so when you're young, what are we going to focus on? We're going to focus on protect, manage, and accumulate. I call it PMA. We're protect against disaster. We're going to manage our money, and we're going to accumulate money. We're going to work on income growth. That's what we're going to do. Income growth, that is a big part of what you want to do. Income growth, expense, keep your expenses down, that kind of thing. And then when we go into, as we get older, we're going to do the three Ps. We're going to protect against inflation, outliving our money, and then we're going to protect against a asset disaster, maybe like long-term care, whatever it may be like that. So we don't want to be wiped out on that. So we go in, we start doing things like that. We get our plan in place. We're moving in the right direction and make things happen. And so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into some of the pieces of the offense, and I think you'll really be excited. I'm going to give you some stats and things like that. So let's get started to begin with and see about some things where you might ought to be. How about that? So where should you be when it comes to retirement? So I'm going to give you an idea. The average retirement, this came right out of Fidelity. It's they actually have a calculator that you can go in and say, where am I at? You know, and compare yourself, you know, to where you're at. It says, how does your retirement progress, savings progress stack up? Okay. Instantly see the average contribution rate and account balance for the investors the same age as you. So let's just start looking at what we're doing here. So let's see. All ages, the average contribution rate is about 9% of those people that are out there saving money. How about that? So they're out there 9%. So what would that be? If you got a retirement plan, 6%, maybe you got matching funds, something like that. And the average account balance, all ages, is $95,000. Now, I don't want you to feel bad because you may not have $95,000. So let's go in. If you're young and you're getting started and you're in your 20s, well, the average contribution is 7%. And you have about $10,000. So if you're between 20 and 29, if you're 30 to 39, it's 8%. You have about $38,000. So you can kind of say, okay, where am I at? I'm in my 40s. I'm still putting 8% aside. I got $93,000 on average. 50-year-old has 10% average. They start worrying about it. They should have already worried about it a long time ago, but they have $160,000. If you're 50 to 59, 60 to 69, you got 11%. You have $182,000. And then if you're 70 to 79, it says a contribution rate of about 12%, $171,000. So in all instances, the average amount of savings, if you have $171,000 and you're 70 years old, rule of thumb, you pull out 4 to 5%. So you're looking at not much, 5%, that's $8,500. So it's not enough. So what are some things you have to do in order to get yourself in a position in order to move forward, right? What do you have to do? Well, you have to get started young, and you have to get the rate of return. We're going to get into this as we move into our next segment. We're going to talk about, you know, the three things that cause you to accumulate: the amount of money you save, the rate of return you're getting, and the third part is the length of time you have before you need to use that money. And so, hey, real quick, if you are listening to the show here and you like what you hear, maybe you would like to help other people do the same thing. I'm actually going to train people. And if you want to find out how you could enter the financial services business, get a license, learn how to teach people, you know, how to, you know, handle their money as well as make some extra income, maybe even make a career change, I would encourage you to visit roymatlockjr.com, or you can call us at 615-843-2999. We'll teach you all about how it works. With that being said, we'll be right back. Roy Matlock Jr., and we're back, and we're talking about the offense today. If you're just listening in, I want to encourage you also to go to roymatlockjr.com, check out the podcast series. I've got so many podcasts on there to help with your money. It'll blow your mind. You'll learn everything about money, get yourself in a great position to move forward. We are a financial advisor. We help people with their money, but one of the most important foundations of the way we help people is we educate. And if you go to roymatlockjr.com, you've got a couple things you can do. One, you can register. All you got to do is put your information in, and we will send you a 12-part 45-minute Zoom class on A to Z on how to get your money in order. You'll understand everything from the budget to how investments work. We have that. We also have our shorter version. It's a three-hour family financial workshop. We have that. You can download the How Money Works book. We got all kinds of stuff, budget forms, you name it. It's a great resource place if you need help to do that. If you'd like to schedule a short phone call, you can also do that as well at 615-843-2999. We're building the financial house We talked about the defense. We're on the offense now and going through the stages of life. And so step number one is always 100%. You need to be thinking about what is your financial independence number? All right. Your financial independence number is the number, that FIN number is the amount of money you need to save that will allow you to accumulate enough money to where you can live off that money for the rest of your life and never gonna have to go back to work. So what the most important thing, I talk to people about the GPS. And we think of a GPS as, you know, we're going to go and have a, you know, we get in our car. That's our GPS. And we get in the car and we say, I want to go to XYZ place. That's our goal. Then you hit the button and it says, here's the plan. It tells you, go here, go here, go here. And then finally, here's the schedule. You'll arrive in 13 minutes. All right. That's simple. We're used to that. So let's talk about your financial GPS. What's the goal? The goal is I want to retire with $100,000 a year. We got to do some calculations here. We said, well, $100,000 a year. What's my plan? Well, my plan is I got to account for inflation. I'm going to get 9% on my money. I got 30 years to go. Presto, your FIN number is $2,624,000. Your monthly investment is $1,421 a month for 30 years at 9%. And you have reached your FIN. So think about that. Wouldn't it make sense to know where you want to go, right? So to start with, you get in your car and you say, or maybe you get in an Uber or a taxi, whatever it is, and you never put in where you want to end up. And so what happens? The driver says, where you want to go? I don't know. Just drive. The next thing you know, you drive. And then one day you're like, hey, man, am I at home? And he's like, no, you never told me where you want to be, right? So what we want to do is we want to have a simple plan, right? Hey, wouldn't it be nice to say, hey, my FIN's $2,624,000. I got to save $1,421 a month. You put on your refrigerator piece of paper, it says FIN 1421, $2,624,000. I need to save $1,421 a month. I'm going to get my $2,624,000. I don't have to worry about that. That's over with. Retirement's done. Now, if I save more money than that, then guess what? I'm going to get to my FIN sooner rather than later. How about that? Isn't that great? I mean, wouldn't you want to know your financial independence number? I mean, that's the step. Step number one, how do you build your financial independence number? It's made up of basically three or four things. One is, what do you want today? Number two, when do you want to get there? That's the time. Number three, we add inflation in there. All right. And we take inflation and we put rate of return. We say, well, we're getting 9%, but 3% inflation, whatever it may be. And we come up with a number called the FIN number. If you want your FIN number, call our office. It's simple. 615-843-2999. We'll get you your FIN number. We can take what you have, plug it in, got a little program, and it says, okay, your FIN number is this. Or visit roymatlockjr.com and request an appointment with an advisor. And we will do that. Step number one is your FIN. Now, let's think about the way you got to look at this. It says the seed you sow today will be your harvest tomorrow. Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seed you plant. What about that? Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seed you plant. What we do is we fill the pipeline up, and the outcome is going to happen. So if you turn the hose water on, and you turn that hose on, the water's coming out at the other end because you put it in the front end. That's what we do. So now you got to have some things you got to understand about saving money. We got time, we got savings, and we got rate of return. So if you have a lot of time, you can do okay with saving a little bit of money. Maybe even do okay with a small rate of return. But if you have a shortage of time, you're going to have to save a lot of money and get a higher rate of return. That's the way it works. All right. So if you waited, now you're sitting there, you're like, oh man, I'm 40 years old and I have not saved any money. Then we got a shortage of time. you're going to have to save a lot more money, and you're going to really have to take and focus on getting a higher rate of return. Now, if you get started young, and I'm going to show you some numbers here that'll blow your mind about getting started, you have lots of time. You don't have to save that much money. All right. You don't even have to get as high a rate of return. Now, the good news is because you're starting young and you got a long-term investment outlook, hey, you can take a little bit more risk anyway. So let's take a look at some of these things. All right. So to begin with, let's talk about you are wanting to get started. You're 25 and you're like, I'm getting serious about this. I'm making money. All right. And you know why you should make a lot of money when you're young? Because you got a lot of energy to make a lot of money. I mean, you can go out there and drive an Uber on the side or do something on the side and save $1,000 a month. I mean, and then work on yourself. I always tell people this, you know, when you're out there trying to figure this money game out, how do you figure it out? Well, step number one is you make more money. And the way you make more money is you become more valuable. And how do you make more money? Well, the first thing you do is you find something you like to do. And then you wake up every day and you're excited about, hey, nobody forces me to read about finance and business and stuff like that. I like it. All right. So I'm not working. I'm having fun. All right. And I've got friends of mine that, you know, they've been in the type of business I've been as a financial advisor. And, you know, they're 75, 80 years old. I played golf with one of my buddies last week. He's 81 years old. Okay. He still wakes up. He's excited about it. He likes doing stuff. He's not killing himself. And he's wealthy beyond, you know, he's been applying this stuff for 50 years. I mean, golly, he's set forever. But he likes what he's doing. So what I would encourage you to do is always find something you like. Then because you like it, it's not a job. And because it's not a job, you'll spend time doing it. You like it. You're going to be great at it. You're going to make a lot of money and so on. So when you're young, take your energy, put it into learning, put it into hours worked. All right, and get yourself ahead of the curve. So let's say you got $1,000 a month. You're 25. You get 9%. You only have $4.7 million. If you save for 40 years, $1,000 a month, you wait 1 year, which costs you $12,000. You say, "Yeah, I think I'll wait until next year." You start age 26, you have $4.3 million, cost you $400,000 because you waited 1 year. You didn't get the compounding. Wait 5 years, cost you $60,000. You're 30. Now you're going to get serious. 2.9, cost you $1.7 million for waiting 5 years. Most people, they put it off. They're 40. Then they save $1,000 a month. At $1.1 million, cost them $3.5 million because they waited. All right, so that's one thing. So when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, what is the key to really moving forward. Let's get $100,000 saved. How about that? And see what happens. So how do you get $100,000 saved? You say, well, you know, you're working. You got two incomes. Say maybe you got married and you've been living separately. Now you're living together. You combine your expenses and stuff like that. You live on love alone, that kind of thing. You stay home. You save $100,000 two or 3 years, okay, which is one income. Sacrifice 3 years. It'll blow your mind what ends up happening. So as we come back into this, we're going to continue talking about the offense. I want to encourage you to visit roymatlockjr.com and download all of our free resources, roymatlockjr.com, or you can contact us, 615-843-2999. Do a short phone call, get a review. Then if you want to take it one step further into Zoom, even get your investment set up, we can do that as well. We'll be right back. All right, Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we are continuing on our segments on the offense. This is going to go on for a long, long time because it's so much fun saving money, getting ahead, getting a better rate of return. If you just tuned in, we talked about one of the first steps about moving forward, which is pay yourself first and get started as soon as possible. So what that means is that, you know, the most important step that you can make is you get started. You know, procrastination costs you money. It costs you so much money because the money it costs you is the compounding that you missed out on. All right. And that compounding you missed out on, you can't make up for. So you want to absolutely get started as soon as possible. In the previous segment, we talked about if you put aside $1,000 a month, starting at age 25, you have $4.7 million. But if you wait 5 years to start, it costs you $1.7 million. Gosh, I mean, it's unbelievable. If you wait 15 years, It costs you $3.5 million and you're 40 years old and you're like, man, I'm behind. I got to save a bunch of money. And there's some keys to it. You know, it's always this. It's the length of time you have, the rate of return you have, and how much you put aside that determines your financial independence number when you're going to get there. So let me give you another example, $100,000. And I have people tell me, they say, why do you talk about $100,000? What is the significance of $100,000? Well, the significance is first off, most people view $100,000 as this mountain. It's not a mountain. All right. Here's what $100,000 is. $100,000 is saving $30,000 a year for 3 years. $100,000 is a young couple getting started making $70,000-$80,000 a year combined income, and they live on nothing for 3 years and save $100,000. Okay. Anybody can save $100,000, but you got to have a plan to save $100,000. How do you have a plan to save $100,000? Well, you don't buy a $40,000 car and have an $800 car payment. And then you don't buy, you know, a house you can't afford. You go live on nothing. All right. Hey, especially if you're newly married, I've got some friends of mine, they're newly married. I mean, I honestly think that the pandemic, they could stay in forever. Okay, and never care. They don't even have to spend any money. They have to do anything. They don't care. They're living on love alone. But the good news is because of that, you don't spend any money. So you get in a habit of not spending money. When I was young and getting started, when I went shopping for clothes, I mean, I went to Goodwill. All right, that's where I went. I wasn't going to go spend a bunch of money on clothes. Are you kidding me? I bought everything used. I bought, back then we had VCRs, kind of tells you my age, and we would go buy VCRs. From the my next door neighbor had a repair shop. I'd say, hey man, you got one? Yeah, they were $600 back then. You know, it was new technology. When I was broke, I paid $600 for one. When I was starting to accumulate money, wanted to get ahead, I told my neighbor, hey, bring me one home. Mine died. And I said, you got any that nobody paid for? He says, yeah. So how much? He's like, $50. I'm like, great. And I'll take that. And then I'd go buy a suit, you know, that was a tailor-made suit, just fit me perfect, you know, at the Ladies of Charity or same thing with Goodwill, consignment sales, all that kind of stuff. Paid $50 for a suit. And that's how I operated. And that's how I accumulated money. So one of the things I said was, hey, I'm just going to live on nothing, buy used cars, buy everything you use, have a cheap house payment, all that kind of stuff. And as a result of that, you can start accumulating money. So let's say you got $100,000 and you're 25 years old. Somehow or another, you get $100,000 saved. All right. So think about this. You got $100,000. You're 25 years old. And I know some of you are like that. Look, are you crazy? Nobody can have $100,000. I know tons of people that are 25 that have saved $100,000 and made it. They went out and worked, okay? They went and got excited about something and did it. So anyway, if you do nothing more than put that aside, you'll have $3.6 million at age 65 if you get 9%. If you wait 1 year, once again, just wait a year, it cost you $300,000. You got $3.3 million. But at age 30, if you have $100,000 by the time you're 30, guess what? 9%, you got $2.3 million if you never save another penny. So here's what you do. You say, you know, I got a goal. I'm gonna get $100,000 saved by the time I'm 30. And I can blow 100% of my income forever. All right. Live on 100%. All right. And guess what? I got $2.3 million when I retire at age 40. If you get $100,000 saved, that $100,000 at 9% will grow to $940,000. Same deal. That's what you need to be thinking about. So first goal, I don't care who you are. I don't care how old you are. You need to get $100,000 saved. And how are you going to do it? Work extra jobs, improve your situation, make more money, cut your expenses, get crazy, do the thing, and you get $100,000 saved. All right. Once you do that, then you say, well, where are we going to put that $100,000? Well, we're going to understand something, the magic of compound interest. The number one rule you should learn when it comes to money is the rule of 72. It says that if you take any interest rate, throw it into the number 72, divide it into that, tell you how long it takes your money to double. So let's take that, and let's take that same mindset, and if you get 3%. Now, guys, I talk to people every day. It blows my mind how many people, you know, I meet with people, I do this stuff, and don't be embarrassed about it. Just do something about it. If you're sitting here and you've got cash that's outside of your emergency fund right now, sitting in the bank and it's getting 0.1 or 0.2, I mean, come on. Do you understand how long it takes? At 1%, it takes 72 years for your money to double. If you get 0.1% at the bank, it takes 720 years for your money to double. Think about that. 720 years for your money to double. I mean, are you kidding me? All right, you got 10 grand. It's going to take you 700 years for your money to get to 20. Oh, give me a break. I mean, how do we do that? So what we have to do, we have to get a better rate of return on our money. So at 3%, here's what happens. Your money doubles in 24 years, and in 48 years, your money is $40,000. Ah, what about 48 years? I'm not even going to be here. Well, you may not, but your money can still be here for your kids, for your grandkids, for your great-grandkids. You build a whole legacy. You know, I was talking to one of my clients this week, and I said, you know, I got this thing called a spendthrift clause, and it says if my kids, you know, when I kick it, they're going to get 25% of the money. But then if they blow through it, they don't get any more money for 10 years. He said, man, that's the most incredible thing I've ever heard. And I'm like, yeah. I said, what happens is then that money, the 75% that's left, if it gets 7%, it's going to double over the next 10 years. And then they get the second shot of 25%. And you know what happens? If they blow it again, they got to starve and work. You know, if they're that dumb, if they're going to go out there and blow all the money, they got to wait 10 years and maybe they'll be like, man, that was stupid for me to do what I did. And so then 10 years later, they get it again. And 10 years later, that's called creating a family legacy. And hopefully along the way, if you've been educating them, they're going to say, yeah, I'm going to invest this money. I'm going to live off the earnings. I'm going to get it compounded. And then I'm going to get 20% more again. I'm going to go make it on my own. I don't even need that money anyway. But if I do, I'm going to build it. It's going to just get bigger and bigger. That's how you do it. Now, at 3%, 48 years, your money is 10,000 grew to 40, but at 6%, which is still not good, all right, it doubles in 12 years, but it ends up 40,000 versus 160. At 12%, it doubles every 6 years, and in 48 years, you have 2,560,000. So here we are, we have three people, and we could add the fourth. They've got it sitting in the bank, all right, getting nothing, 1%, all right, but you have three people side by side, they all have 10 grand. 48 years later, one of them has 40,000, another has 160, and the other one has 2,560,000. And that's on a one-time $10,000 investment. So if your money is sitting right now in low rates of return, or, you know, in many cases, I see people even doing things worse than low rates of return. They go out and lose their money. They go listen to one of these things on the radio or internet or whatever it is and shows you how to day trade. All right. And so, you know, the best way, most of these day traders that think they're going to do it, they're selling these things, but, you know, to teach you how to day trade. But most of the day traders that I've run into, they're pretty good at taking 50 grand and turn it into 10. All right. That's usually the way it works. Long-term money, they're not day trading. The guys, the people that are running the funds have been around forever. They're not day trading. You know what they're doing? They're buying good companies, researching them, do all the research, and then they hold it for a long, long time, and then they get these kind of rates of return. So the first key is you got to learn the rule of 72 when it comes to getting a better rate of return on your money, the rule of 72. I want to do something a little off track here because, you know, I love businesses that do the right things for people. And, you know, I've bragged on these guys and, you know, the show goes out on podcast and, you know, I know that you're not, a lot of you that are listening right now, you're all over the country, but I want to just give you a little idea. You know, customer service, treating people right, being honest, is a good business model. And so I want to tell all you Nashvillians, if you ever need to get your car worked on, I every time I go into this place, these guys never fail me, and they're not paying for this, but I had to throw them a little something. Polly's over on Belmont Boulevard, 3200 Belmont Boulevard. Go in there and talk to those guys. If you have anything, I mean, they have treated me right so many times that I thought, you know what? Let's let everybody know about it. If you want to find somebody, an honest place that will actually treat you right in the car business, how about that? Then 3200 Belmont Boulevard, I want to hit that real quick. And then that way you can, you know, you have some place to go. So what we're doing today is we're at the beginning stages of building the offense. When we continue on, we're going to be getting into how funds work. We're going to talk about the different types of accounts, be it managed accounts, be it brokerage accounts, be it no load, front-end load, back-end load. We're going to talk about annuities. We're going to talk about all those kind of things that are tools that you're going to use in order to be able to one day reach your FIN number to where you can then stop. I mean, that's the key element to what we're doing. And so if you're just tuning in right now, one of the things I would tell you to do is go back and review some of this stuff. You can go to roymatlockjr.com or Google Roy Matlock Jr. Money Business Hour. You can go to your podcast, any of your podcast, Apple, Android. You can go to Spotify, all those different ones. We have that. It's on iHeart everywhere. You can get this and listen in and start getting educated. Once you're educated, you'll be confident. Once you're confident, you can act, all right, and you're going to wake up one day and say, man, I'm glad I spent the energy and time to do that. I want to encourage you to go to roymatlockjr.com, download all the free resources that we have. This show will continue down the path of the offense. So if you are listening now, be sure to tune in next week when we come back with the offense. With that being said, y'all have a great week, and we will talk to you later.